I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll do the roll call real fast. Make sure I think we have... I know three people. Ms. Garman told me she will be in Washington, D.C. today. Ms. Novosich is out of town, and Mr. Alons is sick. I have not heard from Ms. Kuhn yet. She's out of town, too, so they're all four excused. Two things. First, I'd like to call on our coroner, Steve Nunn. I believe you have a presentation or some quotes to make.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the County Board. I'm here tonight to recognize a man who gave 55 years of dedicated volunteer service to Madison County, Illinois. The sad thing is we were supposed to actually schedule to give this to him last month, this very night, a month ago. He went in the hospital the night before on a Tuesday, and he passed away the next day on a Wednesday. I had the fortune to know Mr. George Payne. He was a wonderful man. He was a businessman in the city of Alton. He was also a veteran. And he knew about service, service to his country, and service to his fellow citizens. We're looking at tomorrow night possibly an ice storm coming our way. Yet this man, if we have an ice storm, this man knew that when he took on that badge of a deputy coroner, or he's a deputy coroner, that at 2 o'clock in the morning in the middle of this ice storm, if he was called upon, he was out of that bed and going to serve a family, mankind, citizens of Madison County, to be there with them when they were needing somebody to give them answers. So tonight we're here to give this service award to members of George Painick's family. So if you would please step down here. So if you do anything for 55 years, let alone volunteering, and that's just part of what he did in his life, in running a business and raising a family. Seven daughters and one son. So he was pretty busy. This is a Distinguished Service Award awarded to George J. Painick, Deputy Coroner, in sincere appreciation of 55 years of dedicated service as a Deputy Coroner for the citizens of Madison County, Illinois, and who distinguished his life work and talents to his community on a voluntary basis. And it's awarded to the family today. Thank you so much. Chairman, for that opportunity.
And if I could have everyone to stay standing for a moment of silence for George Painick, we'll do a moment of silence. Thank you. Ms. Hawkins, could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the January 16th meeting?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second? By Mr. Meyer on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have a Reverend Cheryl Bird here, and I'm going to have Gussie come up here too, and I think she's got a presentation we're going to make. That's the thing you're going to read, right? Okay. The family is welcome to come down. If the family wants to come down, they're welcome to come on down. Be shy. Come on down.
Good
Desi.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, and all of you in attendance, I am indeed honored this evening to be able to present this award. And it reads as follows. Reverend Sherelle L. Byrd, Jr. was born in Oakland, California in 1948. He was the oldest of Sherelle L. and Virgie Byrd's four children. He grew up in Venice, Illinois, attending Madison Public Schools. Upon graduating from Madison Senior High in 1967, he spent a short time working at the Cleed Steel and was employed at the Chevrolet Assembly Plant in St. Louis when drafted into the military service with the United States Army. He received his military training for advanced infantry and special ops combat. Upon deployment to Vietnam, he was a member of the 5th Infantry Division, a mechanized unit just south of the DMZ and one of the most dangerous locations in South Vietnam, where battles with both the North Vietnamese Army and the Viet Cong occurred. Reverend Byrd has been engaged in frequent combats with the enemy and wounded during combat operations. But on June 13, 1969, he lost his left leg and right eye in a mine explosion. His right leg was in danger of amputation, and his face, arm, and chest suffered extensive injuries. The battalion surgeon declared him dead on the evacuation helicopter, but after landing at a Marine base, he began to breathe again. He gives God the credit for returning his life. Reverend Byrd spent 1 year at Fitzsimmons Army Medical Center in Denver, Colorado, and endured 30 surgeries from facial reconstruction to skin grafts and repair of hearing loss. The Army Board granted him full retirement in 1970 due to his injuries, but Reverend Byrd endured many hardships in adjusting to life. He was unable to return to gainful employment at the Chevrolet plant and experienced emotional problems associated with the injuries. He had said that he was angry and filled with hate. In enduring these hardships, he knew he had to change his life for the better. He sought out education, and despite initially being discouraged by one university as not being college material, he became more resolute in his pursuit of a better life for himself. In 1975, he enrolled at Southern Illinois University, Ebbetsville, where he immediately made the dean's list, despite continuing to experience physical and emotional difficulties. Being ashamed of the way he walked and his scars, Reverend Byrd would come to the campus through the back lots and avoid walking in hallways. He hated walking across campus, and his stump would often bleed. He wanted to drop out of school many times, but kind instructors urged him to hang in there. He began talking about his experiences in classes like War and Peace and Death and Dying. The classes became quiet as he opened their minds to reality. As an art education student, he began painting and drawing images from the war. This became therapy and set him on a path of recovery and a more productive life. Upon graduation in 1979, he began his teaching career. He started a Black History program at St. Patrick's Catholic School in East St. Louis for 1 year before going on to Lovejoy School District in Brooklyn for almost 4 years. In 1985, he was hired as the art specialist for the Madison Community School District number 12. He retired from the district in 2009. Reverend Byrd was called into the ministry and ordained in 1988. He has been the pastor of the Southern Missionary Baptist Church in Madison for the past 13 years. He has experienced pain in his body most of the time during his teaching and ministerial career. Yet, he has continued to work because he loved the children and knew they needed him. He was not ashamed to use his cane in front of his students and co-workers. He tried to teach them that they could overcome the pains of life. They were encouraged never to give up or throw in the towel. When asked about his most memorable time in his teaching career, he said, talking two students out of suicide and convincing another to surrender the gun he had planned to use on a family involved in his brother's murder. Nothing is greater than saving a life. He loves the people of the Madison area, and they love him. To date, several hundred students maintain contact with him, calling him dad or granddad. Reverend Bird and his wife, Maura Steen, have three sons, Sherrill Bird III, Anthony Bird, and Landis Patton. He was Teacher of the Year twice at Lovejoy School and received Teaching's Golden Apple Award for Teaching Excellence for Madison Community Unit School District Number 12. He was twice nominated for SIUE's Excellent in Teaching Award, as well as being included in Who's Who. Reverend Bird was considered one of the outstanding handicapped artists in America by the Kennedy Center for the Arts, Arts of the Handicap. The federal government and state of Illinois own some of his paintings. In 2012, Reverend Bird received the military declarations, which include the Combat Infantry Badge, the Bronze Star, and Purple Heart with Oak Leaf Cluster, along with the Army Commendation Medal and Vietnam Cross for gallantry and heroism. Reverend Sherrill Bird Jr. has sacrificed greatly in serving our country and has dedicated a lifetime to helping others. The Madison County Board is greatly honored to recognize him for the 2013 Living Legends Community Service Award.
Dusty did the hard part. She read that. And this is to Reverend Sherrill Bird, Jr., 2013 Madison County Living Legends Community Service Award, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, our county clerk. Reverend, I'd like to thank you for your service to your country and everything you've done for your families and for your community, and especially for Madison County. Congratulations. And I want you to say a few words, if you don't mind.
I would like to thank the county board for this award. I always thank God because I feel that he's the one that saved me. I've learned a long time ago to get over some of the anger that I had a long time ago. But I thank God for being here, because when I was here in 68, I reported here for service. And it was here in Edwardsville that we left to go to the war. And now coming back to Edwardsville and being recognized, it really makes me feel good. So I thank all of you, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Correspondence.
Chairman, there's a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency concerning U.S. Steel, a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an agreement with the county, letter from Harold Johnson regarding the food sanitation ordinance, monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the population report from the sheriff's office, and the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Anything else?
No, sir.
That's it. Okay. Buildings and Facility Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I would like to have the privilege of moving that we approve the holiday resolution for March 2013.
Okay, we have a motion. Is
second.
There a second by Mr. Holliday on a question? All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
No, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Minner, Executive Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Executive Committee has two items for your approval this evening. We have a resolution accepting a labor agreement with chauffeurs, teamsters, warehousemen, and helper, local union number 525. We have a resolution concerning wages for non-bargaining unit employees. This was agreed to by all members of the executive committee in attendance that day, and I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We got a second by Ms. Tracy on the question. Yes.
Are these agreements already, have they been approved by the unions as well?
Yes. The question is yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Anybody else have any comments, questions? Roll call. Ms. Clasper yet. Motion carried. If you want to bring in the Finance Committee now.
Yes, sir.
And if you could bring in both C and D and I guess E, all three of them.
Okay, very good. The Finance and Government Operations Committee have four items for your consideration. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 CAC NJS grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 CAC Alton Woman's Home Grant, resolution authorizing the purchase of excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program, and in D, we have a resolution to purchase 74 PTS plate rack kits and 74 Warrior 2 Level 2A Ballistic Helmet Black for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. We have a resolution to purchase upgrade to control systems at the Madison County Jail for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. These were all signed by the Finance Committee, all members. I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Ms. Tracy, I believe, has a second on the machine. On a question, roll call.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't listen to me either.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
Not a thing. Thank you.
Mr. Malone, if you could bring in both F and G, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has two resolutions for your consideration, and the Grants Committee in Finance and Government Operations has two. The first one under grants is a resolution authorizing the application and acceptance of a workforce innovation grant from the United States Department of Commerce for the Madison County Employment and Training Department, a resolution authorizing a demolition contract, and under G, a resolution authorizing bids for weatherization vendors, and a second resolution awarding contract for a home weatherization program. I move for their adoption.
Second.
We have a motion. Got a second on the question. Roll call.
Chairman,
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the health activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I've been asked to separate Z13-0003 and Z13-0002. Those are the two firearms.
Okay. And then everything else you have there.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll do the rest of them. Number one, finding facts and recommendations, resolutions, and the refund resolution Z120059. I so move.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second? And we're voting on everything but those two cases that you told us you were doing separately. Roll call. Okay, Mr. Meyer, would you bring in Z130003 and Z130002?
I so move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. Okay, on the question, and I'm going to open it up. I know there was one person that had a question if you want to speak to the board, and I also have Mr. Hawkins down here that can talk for the committee. Mr. Meyer, you can talk for the committee too if you like. What kind of questions? I believe there was a question. Ms. Dalton?
Yes. I was questioning the fact that these are in residential areas, and the proponent of the subject is such a high-profile item right now in the state and the country of having gun dealerships. I did not feel that we needed two more gun dealerships in the area, especially in residential areas. I feel like they're close enough to bigger cities that they can go there to purchase their weapons. I know that they don't have ammunition at these places, but it's still the fact that these are being allowing more guns to be sold. I know it's set precedents that you have allowed this before to pass, but times are changing and situations are changing. They're dealing in the White House right now with how to confront everybody with the gun dealerships and gun laws. So I just don't feel that we need to have two more dealerships open for our county.
Okay. And if I, Mr. Meyer, did you want to comment to it or you want Mr. Hawkins to? Mr. Hawkins, do you mind we comment to it first?
Board members, this hearing was done like most others in Madison County. Like all of them, signs were placed on the place of business, a very large sign. It was advertised in the newspaper, and our office sent letters to all adjacent neighbors. On both gun facilities, we had not one objector on any of those. Secondly, it should be noted that both of these gun dealers aren't going to keep a stock of guns there. They are ordered by catalog only or by internet sales, and they will be held in a gun safe until they're picked up. Did I help with that at all?
Okay. Mr. Asadorian?
Yes. I didn't receive those in my packet, so I'm kind of shooting from the hip on this, but what I want to ask is, are they held to the same standards as the very last one that we issued? Because at that time, we talked about the fact that there were already 10, I believe, in Madison County, and there were 10 different standards. And the most stringent was put on the last individual off of Lee Street, I believe, where they had the most stringent standards. Are the same standards applied to these two licenses?
Absolutely. There is also no discharge of weapons from the site like the other one that you
right.
mentioned, and no storage of guns.
Okay. I believe Lisa brings up a very good point. You know, I would think that our direction on the sale of weapons should be more directed towards gun shows rather than the individual selling them per catalog. I don't know if we have any control over even that, but we have allowed it, and unfortunately more and more people want to do it, and so we have to go with it, I guess.
Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, I did.
Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. That was part of my district that Mr. Asadorian is talking about. Now, that wasn't against the Second Amendment. Had nothing to do with that. My concern and the neighbors is those people who buy the guns, and I've read since the mass shooting of all those children that were shot and all those people, they do not do a check on the people that are buying the guns, a mental check. And what about this? Are they going to do a check on the people that's buying the guns? Because any coup could go out there and buy a gun. That's the problem.
Mr. Maher, you want to speak to it?
I just wondered if Tom wanted to say anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
About these.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I know at least one of these individuals, for example, and he is an Illinois state trooper, a member of law enforcement. But anyone who operates under the federal rules as a federal firearms licensee must do strict background checks. Now, those background checks, what information is included in those is up to law enforcement and the information that's been provided. But those are the strictest level of background checks that must be performed. And the individuals who are purchasing from those dealers will have had to pass those prior to being allowed to purchase those. Again, we do have a precedent of this here in Madison County, and these individuals could lawfully walk in and out of this home in possession of properly transported firearms, whether or not they were purchasing them through a firearm licensee or an individual who is simply making a private person-to-person purchase. This is actually a safer transaction than if you were to come to my home to purchase a firearm, because I wouldn't be required to do a background check on you, whereas these individuals will actually be required to do background checks prior to any of these things taking place. So it's actually a much safer process.
Mr. Allard.
I have a question for the state's attorney, Mr. Gibbons. Were not these weapons being offered for sale, would this individual have the right to possess these in whatever manner he or she chose to within his or her home?
The seller or purchaser, which you talked about?
If this individual wasn't selling these weapons, this person would have the legal authority to have these weapons within his home, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, the United States Supreme Court has very strongly come down on the issue of the right to keep arms in the Heller case, Heller versus D.C. I believe that was a 2010 case, so he has a constitutional right to possess them.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbons.
Anybody else? Roll call. Ms. Hawkins, we still don't have your, you have to do something on your vote. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, the Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that.
And then we have a resolution to adopt the revised Madison County Emergency Operations Plan, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Who seconded us? Okay, Mr. Asadorian. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
No, that's all I have. Thank you.
Real Estate Tax Art Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolutions with the exception of partial 21-2-19-25-13-301-040. This was pulled by Joe Meyer's office, and I move for the adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got Mr. Walters on a second. On a question, roll call. Mr. Madison? There you go. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Simonism, Transportation Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the Transportation Committee has 8 resolutions. I've been asked to bring in 7 and 8 separately.
You do that.
So I will do so. We'll go for the first 6, which is approved by all 7 members of the committee. Number 1 is approve plans and request permission for to bid bituminous surface and treatment on Morrow, St. James, Seminary, Union School Road, all in Madison County. Siler Road, right-of-way acquisitions, number 2. Number 3 is a petition for county aid on the Roosevelt Bridge in Fort Russell Township. Number 4, approved plans, request permission to bid Roosevelt Bridge on Roosevelt Drive, Fort Russell Township. Number 5 is a petition for county aid, Torch Club Culvert, Foster Township. And number 6, approved plans, request permission to bid Torch Club Culvert on Torch Club Road in Foster Township. I move for the adoption of those first 6.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. I just had to ask a question. Brenda, I see Roosevelt a lot. Are there any relatives? We'll let you vote. Okay. On that vote, roll call. Motion carried. And if you want to bring in both 7 and 8,
yes,
then.
I'd like to bring in 7 and 8, which actually go in conjunction with each other. Is there a resolution for improvement by county under the Illinois Highway Code? And number 8 is funding agreement for new Pogue Road widening project. It's been approved by, as far as I know, 5 members of the committee. And I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. On the question. Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, this discussion was held in our committee, and if you'll notice in the resolution that SIU, the contractor, and the county are paying for this this road work. It's traffic lights and turn lanes that are going to be constructed. A large residential apartment unit is being built at this site. And a discussion opened up because we don't see where Edwardsville is paying anything towards this road. Now, Edwardsville is not assuming this road as of this time. However, Edwardsville will be receiving tax dollars from these buildings. And we all know, we all represent areas where the county assists municipalities and villages in road work on a regular basis. And all these other areas pay a portion of it. But it seems like Edwardsville is getting off scot-free. And I take a little exception to that. I think that if nothing else, asking them to pay the appropriate or the proportionate share of tax dollars they're going to be receiving compared to what the county's going to be receiving would just be a fair thing. I mean, the county's going to be picking up over $600,000 of this project, and Edwardsville's paying zero. And yet Edwardsville is going to be receiving tax dollars through real estate taxes on this project.
Mr. Stallhut, could you answer those concerns, please?
Yes, New Pogue Road is under the maintenance of Madison County. It is located within the corporate limits of the city of Edwardsville. But right now, the county does maintain that road. And the improvement we're doing here is a leg going to Northwest University Drive, which goes into Edwardsville, into SIU. The other leg is Puma Drive, which goes to this development. It's a $35 million development, which is going on. It's going to be constructed on a private road. But right now, New Pogue Road is our road. By state statutes, we cannot give that road over to any municipality until there's some sort of agreement for a transfer of the jurisdiction of that road.
Okay.
Unlike a township road, where the township road is annexed by the municipality automatically gets that road. But in this particular case, there has to be a mutual agreement before we can get rid of the maintenance of that road.
And we've
that's why there's no participation from the city of Edwardsville on this project.
And we've actually done this, I believe, in Godfrey before, have we not, where Godfrey took over their roads? We brought them up to a certain standard, and Godfrey took them over. About the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Simonison, you had a question?
I just wanted to say this is going to be similar to the project that was just constructed on 157 as you go, I guess, south out of Edwardsville up on the right-hand side on the hillside. It's off-campus housing, basically, for SIU. And SIU is participating as well as the county and as well as the state of Illinois, right, Gary?
Okay. Sounds good. Roll call.
Mr. Chairman, only point was that Edwardsville is going to be receiving tax dollars from these apartment buildings.
Okay.
And, they're going to be providing services. And, I think that it's time that every municipality in Madison County starts picking up a little bit of the load.
Mr. Burris, do you want to comment to that?
Yeah, I'm also going to vote no on this. And my reason is not because I don't think the project is good. I think the project needs to be done for safety reasons. But I've spoken out on Godfrey annexing property and not taking over the roads in that area. And we continue to give maintenance in those areas. And Edwardsville has annexed a lot of property down towards the new warehouses and also not taken over the maintenance of these roads. And I think they should, and that's the reason I'm going to vote no for this project.
Okay, fine. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Petrillo?
Mine's really reluctant to take a no vote. I've been hitting it quite a few times.
It's 18 yes, 7 no, so a motion did carry. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Simonison?
No, that's all, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Anything under new business? Mr. Walters.
New business. I just wanted to thank Debbie. She, unfortunately, I don't know if anybody else knew this, was in the hospital, and I had a constituent ask for something. And I called her, and she went into the hospital, and she came in early the day that she came back to work and called me and got it taken care of, which I felt bad. But, Debbie, you went over and above the call, and I just wanted to thank you for what you did.
Atta girl. Anything else?
Yes, sir. I have something. I mention this every year, but Porkapalooza is right around the corner again. For those of you that don't know, it's March 9th. It benefits Siteman Cancer Center. And I also have tickets for a Hooter scooter that we are raffling off, a pink scooter for breast cancer research. And I have baseball tickets that we're raffling off that are actually Mike Shannon's personal seats and a $200 gift certificate to eat at his restaurant before the game. So come down and see me. Thanks.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion, second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it.
I'd rather have Rick Fasten's personal seats.